Hello. Hi. This is Adam.
Joshua.
Together we're Adua, and this is another live theming Top 10 Things podcast about the current theme of our lives,
which is rain. November rain we've had, which has been a fantastic one. Good suggestion, Leslie. And you also suggested it the same month, didn't you? So Adam as well.
Yeah, I did. I thought your mum mentioned it actually a couple of months ago, and I thought that would be a good theme, just to appreciate the rain more. And I knew that there would be good songs and films and things like that. So yeah, I kind of doubled up, and in it went.
So the idea is that we each month do lots of things related to a theme, and that makes that month stand out as more vivid. And we've been doing it around rain. So this podcast will be our top 10 things. So who wants to go first?
Well, I think before we start, we should just explain that we're not normally in our usual surroundings of being in our living room, in the safety and warmth of our home. We are actually out on the beach in November.
And it's not raining.
It's not. It hasn't rained very much, to be fair, on the east side of England, but...
Well, I think it might have been different parts of the east side, but yeah. The northeast in Newcastle doesn't really seem to be very rainy this month. But we've had lots of nice rain moments. And
oh, yeah. When it's rained,
plenty of rain.
And we have really savoured that.
But I think Brighton has been very rainy.
But here we are, munching on a bit of drizzle, and we drank a bit of mizzle.
Yeah, and which is misty rain. A beer called Mizzle.
And we're next to some fizzles.
Yeah, fizzles.
Fizzles of fire.
Yeah, because we're sat poking a fire with my swizzle stick.
Swizzles. Oh, you're making me tizzle.
Don't shizzle your nizzle.
All right. That's not, you've stretched it too far there. Yeah, we've got a lot of campfire. It's November. I feel like I'm camping, eating this hunk of cake, this drizzle cake, which doesn't actually drizzle very much, does it?
No, we went on this quest this week to find a drizzle cake that looked like it had something drizzled all over it. Every drizzle cake we found just looked like a lemon cake.
Just looked like it got sugar on top. But anyway.
So we were going to drizzle this one with white chocolate, but we didn't get around to it.
Well, and now we're outdoors, and it's a beautiful evening. It's dry, but it's November, and we're on the beach, and good enough, isn't it? So we're going to do the podcast from here, and we're going to go through our top 10 things about rain that we've experienced in the last month. So Joshua, would you like to go first?
Sure. All right, so I'm going to say rain meditation. Now, there's lots of, that's number one. So the number one best thing about rain is meditating with the rain, but I've had lots of different insights that people have put great poems and different quotations about rain on the Padlet, and I've been thinking a lot about it and trying to just imagine that as I'm walking around in my normal life, there's like this invisible rain of well-being which is coming down on me and coming down on the people around me. And and then I think when Dina suggested this rain meditation, and we did it yesterday a little bit, and then we thought, well, no, this is better in the nighttime. So we did it, and I just knocked me out. The sound of that rain and that man guiding us into a meditative state, I was I think I slept really well.
Well, I know, I didn't know what the noise was. It was either rain falling or it was you snoring, but I don't know. Between the two, I did not sleep.
Oh. But
no, it's fine. I got off in the end, and it is lovely to hear the sound of rain, whether it's real on the window pane or it's
snoring
in a podcast.
Oh,
or snoring, yeah.
So, but that's the thing. But, you know, I think rain is a very profound image. It's such a primal thing. Links back to our...
Be careful with your poking stick.
Sorry.
Oh, no. You keep poking and it's catching on fire.
Well, I'll leave it for a minute. But, yeah, so it's, it's very primal. Funny, I was talking about primal when that was there. But, yeah, so basically I think there's lots of... I feel like my life has been enhanced by this idea of letting well-being rain down on you.
Nice. Lovely.
Well, oh, no, and also, just quickly, I know this is taking ages for number one, but we listened to a different kind of meditative spiritual thing earlier, and it talks about how, like, in the same way that a cloud over the sea just gathers up moisture, and then it goes over the earth and just effortlessly drops down rain. In the same way that when you meditate and you're kind of soaking up joy and positivity and calm and peace and those emotions, that then you can just effortlessly then walk around your day, and then the people that you interact with, it's like you're raining that down on them and you're helping them in your interactions with them. And
you're
really
making them
image.
Wet.
No. It's more like you're making them joyful and...
Yeah, but wet with joy.
Or it's very transparent what you're doing. Trying to add a double entendre into something that's not rude at all.
It's like, no, I'm not. I just thought it was a nice metaphor. I'm just extending the metaphor.
Well, yes, it's a nice metaphor. Yes.
Make them
wet with joy.
Didn't he say that...
Dripping with love.
Now you are going too far. I think he said that we're like storm clouds and then rain your well-being. And I was like, well, how can I be a storm cloud?
Oh, I don't know. We need another whole month to just dissect all of that. But so, just to sum up, the number one best thing about rain is rain meditation.
Number two, I'm going to go with, and this is very similar, but it's not, I wouldn't call it meditation, but it is kind of a form of meditation. But the first day of November, I was in Kent, I was in the south, and it rained, madly rained on the first day. I was so pleased, so happy. And I was at my parents, but I took all my clothes off down to my underpants, and I stood out in the garden and I got drenched. And that's not my number two, is getting rain on your skin. Obviously, for a limited period only. It's not nice when you're actually out in the rain for a long period of time, or you know, going from A to B. But if you're at home and you want to just get completely immersed in it, because we also actually got naked in the rain right here on the beach, didn't we?
Yes, not far from this spot.
And it was wonderful to just feel... be free in the rain. So that's my number two, is just free willy and...
Or titties.
Beverlys and...
Or whatever you...
Yeah, willies and Beverlys and all that. Let them go and just feel the rain on them. That's my number two.
Go next.
Okay, my number three, I'm going to go for a song. There's so much music. And I'm going to say this lovely band called Fairport Convention. And I don't know much about them, actually, but I'm going to find out a bit more. And they had a couple of songs, actually, in the playlist. But the one that I liked, because it was quite poetic, about cider rain under the toffee apple sky. And I thought it was such beautiful lyrics.
Oh, nice.
And a really lovely voice, and it really caught me. So that's my number three. One of my favourite things this month was listening to a song by Fairport Convention called Cider Rain.
I will go with music as well, and it's been a brilliant playlist. A bit overwhelming, actually, because we had so many new ones coming in that we didn't know, and then so many songs about rain that we did know.
Yeah.
So I've struggled a bit to kind of feel like I've done them all justice, but I have had many great moments with a song called Rain by Mika, and I never knew this one, even though apparently it was a hit before.
I don't know. Was it a hit? Well, I had his album, so I knew the song from that. Maybe it was a single.
But it was, it's just so catchy and easy to dance to and fun. And I wasn't really fussed about Mika before. So I was pleased to have one song by a well-known singer that I thought, yeah, I can connect with you on that one. And it rains and rains and it rains and rains.
Yeah, he screams it out, doesn't he?
I hate days like these.
But really, we love them, don't we?
Oh, yeah, especially this month. Right, so that's my four. Now, my five, I think I'm going to mention a couple of different films that I've watched. One was pretty weird, and it's also a book, a short story, by Ray Bradbury, who I think did Fahrenheit 451.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, it's called Summer, All Summer in One Day. Becky recommended it, and it's a short film, only half an hour long, and the setting is that there's loads of children on Venus, or people on Venus, and all these children are excited because they hear that for 1 hour out of 7 years there's going to be a moment where where the sun comes out, and they're so excited. But then there's this like bullying subplot, and
don't say what happens.
Well, something awful happens, and it's very disappointing for someone involved.
Oh, I think it's quite obvious now. You said
it's very, very, very heart wrenching. But you know, very unusual image and very quite metaphorical, and gives you a little lesson about bullying and what not to do. So I thought it was a multi-layered thing, and I was quite impressed by it. So that's my one. All Summer in One Day. So that's my number five.
Nice. And where can you find that, Joshua?
You can find it, I think, just go on YouTube and type in All Summer in One Day, and it's like about 28 minutes long, and it's a film.
Very good. All right, good recommendation. Thank you, Becky. My number, is it six?
Yeah.
Well, I'll stay on the watching theme, and I'm going to thank Sally for the recommendation of The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Oh, I was going to say that one.
I got it. I had to, really. That was such a pleasure and a delight, and something quite different. Even though the themes or the story itself has a little bit of reality to it, a little bit sad, but it's quite poignant. That's the word I want. It's poignant, and they all sing through it. But it's like it's not a musical, is it? Because it's not like they're singing songs. They're just singing any old thing.
Yeah, it's just like they're just. No, I think it is composed. There's a melody to it.
Right.
It's not the obvious one. But so if she's like, if they're sat there saying pass the salt, or voulez-vous passer du sol, sel, then they don't say that. They go, voulez-vous passer du sel?
Ah oui, mademoiselle.
Parapluie, which is how you say umbrella.
Ah, de Cherbourg. I don't think we're going to get into the movie, are we?
Well, it's already been made, so don't worry
about
that.
Well, no, but if there was a remake, you know, like a gay twist or something.
Twist?
A twist.
What's a twist?
A gay twist.
What is that?
It's like a French twist.
Oh.
A gay twist. A twist, homosexual.
Maybe. a swizzle.
I think we are a gay twist. So that's my number six. It's a lovely film. It's French, love that. It's singing, very nice. It's very colourful. It's something quite magical, quite unique.
Mm.
And the rain in it, well, there's a bit of rain. Obviously, there's more umbrellas in it. But it's a little bit of a tenuous link. Still, it's good. I'm glad we got to see it.
Well, I was going to say that, but now I'm going to say a different one because I was pleasantly...
Are you going to stay on watch again?
Oh, no, it's you now.
Oh, yeah.
Seven.
I'm going to change the subject, and I'm going to go for taste because, you know, we're trying to cover all different things. What can I say? There's not been a lot of foods or drinks this month. It's not a plethora of precipitation-related things, have there been? But I'm going to go for Purple Rain, actually, because what I liked about it is that it's actually quite a big cocktail, so you can get it in town. Like, we got it from TGI Fridays, which was fun because we tried to do our own one and then we realized we could drink one at the bar, and it tasted quite similar, actually, and it's not a bad taste. It's quite sweet, isn't it?
Yes.
And Purple, well, it wasn't purple, it was blue, and then of course I questioned her about that because I was ready to take it back and get a new one because I only wanted purple. But she said that when she added the grenadine, then it kind of trickled in and made a little purple rain into it, which I totally missed. You'd think that she would get our attention to see that. That's the spectacle, that's the performance. And
I think she was just having a busy shift.
Well, she just did her own little performance, didn't she?
But it seems to be very hard
she
to make
pleasured herself.
Yeah. It does seem to be hard to make a purple, bright purple cocktail, because we tried ourselves tonight to make a Purple Rain and it went green, dark green.
Oh, yeah.
So I think she did the best she could with limited ingredients.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna moan or be nasty.
I'm not going to do taste. I think it's
well,
all
there's
too
not that
tenuous.
Much. Yeah, there's
I mean,
not many, is there?
But I am going to do another...
Well, Purple Rain's not tenuous.
I don't know, but... You know, out of all the things about rain in the world, I don't think, for me, that I'm going to give that cocktail a place in the leaderboard of the best things.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Hit Parade. But what I am going to say is Singing in the Rain.
Oh.
Because I was kind of dreading it. It's one of these films that I've heard of so many times, and I thought, oh, so that looks a bit boring, people in anoraks dancing around in the rain and singing. And so, but we thought, well, let's just put it on in the background. And but it was actually hilarious. I thought it was really funny. There's this woman in it. She's her. Oh, I don't know how much to give away, but it's not much.
I think you can say about her. Yeah.
But basically, it's about the whole film is about the move from silent movies to talkies, and she was a great silent movie star, but then when she talks, she speak like that.
Yeah, got a really weird voice.
What's the matter with my voice? Why don't you like my voice? And then she was doing her first one where they were filming her, and she was just really trying to speak much slower. But then she got her pearls, and she kept rattling her pearls, and that was all getting caught up in the microphone. And it was very farcical and very, very, very funny, actually. I liked it. Not the best film ever, but definitely better than I expected it to
be. And Fred Astaire is not in it.
No, surprisingly enough.
I mean, we all thought
yeah. And someone else thought the other day that he was, but it's Gene Kelly.
No. Gene Kelly, and then, but because Madonna's song goes Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire,
Ginger Rogers,
Dance on Air, but it wasn't Ginger Rogers, it was Debbie Reynolds. So,
yeah, so but Madonna never went singing in the rain, did she? Or did she?
No.
Yeah, da 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 da.
No.
And it singing in the rain.
No. Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire,
Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air.
They had style. So they had grace.
Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Lanatou, Betty Davis, We Love
Singing
You.
In the Rain. Betty Davis Singing in the Rain, no?
Maybe.
No. Okay. And I'm going to go for another song. There's been lots of films, because you didn't even mention Rain Man, and that was the one we chose instead of Singing in the Rain.
Yes, a bit annoying.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, it is good, actually. It is good.
Oh, I think it's got some depth to it.
Yeah, you can talk. You can do it.
No, I'm not doing Rain Man. I'm going to do another song. Because I actually randomly looked, I always do this because I've got Netflix, and I thought, I'll type in the theme and I'll see what comes up. And there's this Scandinavian TV series, which is about 3 or 4 years old, called Rain, or The Rain. And I thought, I'll just do my little gym workout to that and, you know, watch it through the month. And actually I got into it unexpectedly, but the thing I really loved about it was the soundtrack. And so I got this song called Looking for the Rain by Uncle. Which kind of finishes the first series, which is where I'm at. And I love this song. It's very dark. It's got a good beat. It kind of changes its pace. I love the voice of the man. It's very dramatic. And that's where I'm going to leave this top 10, on a very dramatic, very dark, eerie note.
Well, I've still got to do number 10.
So you got one more.
Yeah. So after your dramatic finale, which isn't actually finale.
Maya and I take the penultimate
right, yeah.
slot, which is even more dramatic because you think it's finished, but it's not. Still one more. We're going to the ultimate number 10, Joshua. What's it going to be?
I'm going to say the Flood Myth. And
Katie Melua.
Oh, we didn't mention her. Actually, that's an amazing... Yeah, wow. So it all links together. So Katie Melua's got an amazing song called The Flood, which is all about people needing to let go of stuff, because if we hold on to attachments, then when the rains fall and the flood comes, we're not going to survive. We have to let go and swim. But actually, I was thinking about the flood myth, because it's not just Noah and his ark. There's similar myths in many other similar civilizations. And it probably taps into something that really happened, whether you believe in things like Atlantis or other cataclysms. But anyway, I think there's a lot of intrigue and a lot to reflect upon around flood myths and potential flood realities, because, you know, we just never know. And we think we're on this very stable, safe civilization, but things can change. Yeah. And so appreciate what you've got right now, and as Katie Melua says, don't hold on to
that
tightly to that attachments rock. To money, to property, to things like that. Just be ready to let go if need be.
See, I think, that rock that you hold on to,
is it gonna save you when the earth world begins to crumble?
Why do you feel you have to hold on?
Imagine if you let go. Nice. So let's.
And then she screams out, "Rain!"
Oh yeah, rain. So yeah, good little bonus there. All right, so that's it. That's the 10 best things about rain. That's the end of the podcast. We're coming towards the last few minutes of rain month, and we're moving into
We're going into is it the stars of December or the December stars?
December stars, I reckon.
December stars.
Which is another brilliant theme, and that is from Denise. And it's quite nice because it doesn't have to be about Christmas, but seeing as it's December, it's got quite a nice clear link to Christmas.
There's a few stars out there. I think we're going to make some star decorations this year.
Yes, because we've lost all our other Christmas decorations somewhere in our nomadic lifestyle. Yeah. So we're going to make lots of origami stars.
That makes sense. And stargazing, of course, and loads of songs again, films. You know, it's Christmas and it's time just to relax and look up at the sky and gaze at the stars, or watch a few superstars on telly, or sing to a few superstars. And we are all stars, actually. We're all shining stars.
We will, yeah.
Did you know that, Joshua?
Oh, yeah. Well, Joni Mitchell said it, didn't she?
No, Tori Amos said it as well, and bang.
And Moby.
We're all made of stars. Actually, they're all saying the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah. So, it'll be a good one. Can't wait. And, anyone who's interested, if you haven't looked at the email where we say, let us know if you want to know about what's happening in life theming in 2023, then just check that email and just let us know, because we can tell you more. We won't say it now.
Yeah, we're being a little bit vague, but actually we just want to find out really who is curious, or who's kind of wants to kind of know a little bit more about where life theming is going next year. We have been talking about it this year while in Newcastle, and kind of how it's evolving and changing, and it's very exciting. And
yeah.
And the new year feels like a good time, a good junction to do that. So everything's going to remain the same this month with the Padlet and the quiz and
leaderboards.
The leaderboards will obviously finish at the end of December, and then things will be different from January 2023.
Yay, cool.
Okay, well, thank you all for your wonderful suggestions and moments in the rain. I hope you've had a few lovely moments in the rain this month.
Yep, and we love you lots, and look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we don't see you before, have a beautiful Christmas and a very happy starry new year.
Bye.
Bye. Life is